Hello and welcome back to Vox Burner's Youth Trends podcast. Now, this week's episode, we speak with Clint Runge from Archrival ahead of this July's YMS online event. And Clint shares with us what he thinks are the trends that are here to stay and the importance of human-powered marketing. Clint, and welcome back to Vox Burner's Youth Trends podcast. It's great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Clint, I think we spoke maybe just under a year ago. And, you know, as always, how things change, how things been for you? World's beginning to open up again. How's things?
Well, you know, I speak probably for everybody. It's been a crazy year and, you know, we've been riding the roller coaster like anyone. Last year, you know, a lot of agency businesses got hit real hard. We saw that with some of our retail clients who had to stop sort of all things. Other clients really picked up. We have a lot of gaming clients, for example, that really sort of rode the wave. And so, you know, it's been an up and down year for us. We had some really great moments. We had some really down moments. But all in all, I can say that we're still here and alive and healthy and, you know, thankful, honestly, that we are back to where we were.
Absolutely. I think that's happy and healthy. I think it's, you know, the main thing for sure. Look, we've seen amongst marketeers a mad dash to really understand what, you know, this new normal looks like, both in the UK and over in the States, you know, where you guys are. What are the biggest changes that you've seen amongst Gen Z over the past year? Come to mind?
You know, I really think about it, which is like, you know, changes is an interesting word because there are like really big changes, right? Changes that are significant and for our forever changed. And then there's changes that are temporary, like things that we adjust to and make adjustments, you know, along the way to get us through a particular moment. And I think we've seen a ton of those kind. I think we've seen a number of like, here's what I got to do in this moment in time to meet people where they are, to get through it. I think we've seen a ton of that. And I think a lot of people want there to be really big changes. There have been a few. The biggest area but probably not as much as people think. I think long-term, we can talk about that. But I do think the areas that I've seen that where changes I believe will stick are in Gen Z's decision-making priorities. So these will be the areas that I talk about during YMS Online. But it's in the areas of like well-being and how they define community and the spaces around them, obviously convenience and creativity and even brand ethics. Like there's a whole range of things. I actually have about 7 or 8 different priorities that I can see where there are significant changes that will be kept and made. And those are the ones I actually want to talk about.
Fantastic. So more as you know, the way they live their life and who they are as a person rather than maybe purchasing habits or sort of more commercial habits.
They lead to changes in purchasing habits, but it's more in the philosophy of how we buy. A lot of times I think, and maybe in the pandemic, we focused on the mechanics of purchasing because the mechanics were what were instantly disrupted. But now there's a higher plane of thought behind that. And I think now the reasons we buy and sort of the philosophy of why we buy and who we buy, I think that is something that will have lasting impact.
Sure. And what sort of habits do you feel are going to be beginning to, you know, to snap back to exactly how they were, you know, a year and a bit ago before the pandemic hit? Have you seen any, you know, start to take effect?
The power of being in person. We were very quick to just, you know, even like YMS, right? We had to like abandon all things in person and that was necessary. But we noted right away and when we were doing our research with Gen Z that there is this strong desire. There was a sudden feeling of I miss people. Mm. And I think we oftentimes put Gen Z into this category of like, well, they're the most tech enabled. They're, you know, they talk to their friend, they're texting and they're, you know, on their apps. Like it doesn't matter. Like they're totally good with this like pandemic setup. But in reality, the way that they use social is different than how we use social. And they miss being in person. They miss people. They miss physical contact. They miss holding tangible goods. Like there is a missing that has happened. And we've seen that evolve now through this year. And as we come back, that will snap back. So there are some really great, you know, big bets, so to speak, on virtual events and all the tech enabled features that we've been able to sort of rush to market. Those aren't going to go away. That it's not counter to any of that. But I think we've sort of forgot about the critical importance of in the formula of relationship of what that means about being together in the same room, having shared experiences. There's a place for that. And I think we're going to see some of that snapback.
Thank goodness. And Clint, in what ways do you think the experience of living through the pandemic has shaped Gen Z today and affected their priorities for the future?
Yeah, as I was saying, I think people matter more than anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they're going to be thinking a lot about that. This generation grew up, I think I've mentioned this at YMS, you know, they grew up in the real world. I mean, they grew up in a time where they've had access to all the news and information and sort of trends that maybe many of us didn't have access to in childhood. So they've been living in real world for a long time. They get it. And so, you know, living through the pandemic has been very hard for them, but if it had been a different generation, I think it actually would have been harder. I think this, you know, they've been impacted the most. They also were probably the best set up to deal with that impact. And they are turning that, let's just call it the negative challenges that a pandemic brings. They're turning that into positive opportunities. And we've seen a number of that already. We're going to see a lot more.
Any examples come to mind when you say we see a number of examples of that? Great to hear some examples.
Yeah, I mean, we just think about things like climate change and social justice and equity. Yeah. Like, some of these really big, like global things. This is a generation of leaders, and they were always there. And I think now they were sort of like, they were put into the fire, and they're coming out of this with renewed confidence in that they can control and shape the world that they will live in. It's exciting.
And look, I think, you know, we've mentioned that, you know, the Gen Z were well equipped to deal with the pandemic, like you've said. But for brands listening to this podcast today, how can they support the generation to reassemble their lives and build back, I guess, areas of their lives that have maybe been forgotten or lost to really reach their potential? But what can brands do to support that?
Well, they have to realize, first of all, and this is what we will talk about at YMS Online, they have to realize that they play a critical role in how Gen Z will shape the future. Like, brands are the vehicle. Like, brands are they have access. They have the capital, they have the market, they have the advertising, they have the attention of people. Like, brands are the way we do it. We used to do it in other sort of fabrics of life. We used to do it through religion or through government or through, you know, other social constructs. Now it's through brands. And so brands have to realize that Gen Z sees themselves this way. And by the way, they feel the pressure. Brands know this. You know, they got into the business to make a good and make money, but now they're also in the business of morals and ethics and, the global, where we're heading. So they feel the pressure of that. So one is to realize that. And then two, you know, what are those things that they can do that can affect the larger world that Gen Z wants to accomplish, but also in their personal lives? It's interesting how Gen Z can both be like global and highly personable at the same time. And brands, they play this unique role. And we'll talk about some of those things at YMS Online, but they have such an opportunity there. All the brands that we're working with, we talk deeply about this opportunity.
And you know, you referenced your session at our YMS event in July. It's about the great rebundling of Gen Z, is that correct? It'd be good to hear a bit more about this concept and why this time offers such a unique opportunity for brands and organizations. Seems like the perfect time to talk about it.
Honestly, nothing excites me more than this, because whenever there is a huge disruption in the world, of course, there's a lot of like bad things that come with that we have to deal with. There's also always incredible opportunities, and the right brands that can sort of like see through that mess. Look, the pandemic broke our lives in ways that we have come to understand can be long lasting. But the things that we're negotiating now are not just like what brand of coffee I want to buy, although that's also on the table. right? Maybe I always bought brand X, but now for the first time, I'm not driving into work. Then I'm not driving by my normal coffee place. I have to actually be at home and think about, well, what coffee do I want? Mm. Right? That's a new opportunity. That's a brand opportunity. And we can sneak in there. It's like small things like that, but it's like big things like states. We're working with a state on its marketing. It's like, for the first time, it's like, well, maybe I should move. Do I even want to live here? Like, people are thinking about this. And as we rebundle our lives back together, they're from small to gigantic waves in our life. Everything is on the table and people are open now more than ever to changing. And if you're a brand, you know, you can't help but be like, yeah, I want to be part of that change, right? And so there's, you know, we got to do it the right way when it comes to Gen Z, but that opportunity is there. And the faster we can get to it and beat our competitors, like, the better. So that's something we're actively working on with brands, and something I want to share with everybody else that's coming to the session.
Fantastic. And look, we're referencing change, you know, all the time. From the past year, what changes that affected our marketing strategies do we think are going to stick, that, you know, that are here to stay, that have had, you know, a good impact on our lives and business?
Yeah, this is a great question, because we have made a lot of changes, and now we're going to be going through this time period where we're like, well, what was that temporary change and what is that lasting change? Just as we started our conversation with brand that people are doing, brands are going to do the same thing. So, you know, it's a bit of a fortune telling game, right? But we can look at research, we can look at understanding what's the larger shift of culture that's happening, and make sure that we're applying changes to the shift stay, things that are trendy, they go, right? So I'll just give one example and we'll talk about more, but one thing that comes to mind right now is this idea of, like, who's in charge? Whose time are we operating on, right? Who's in the middle of the equation? Brands used to be like, brand is king, and brand, it's all about us. Well, we saw that coming, and then everyone had to adapt that actually it's all about you, the consumer. And so we've talked about this for a while, but this is going to stick, where we operate around their schedule, their time, and their priorities at an additional level that we didn't understand until the pandemic. So that's going to last. And, some brands have quickly caught up to that. Others have band-aided it, but man, there's a handful of brands that have just excelled with this in this time period. So we'll look at those brands and, you know, what have been what are the consistent elements that have made them successful?
And on that, any examples from the past? I mean, look, Clint, we spoke a year ago when the world was just going into lockdown. Within that year, what brands for you have stood out of, you know, as really, I guess, doing it right and having a positive impact on young people?
Well, there's really big ones that are very obvious for everyone that, like, first come to mind, like TikTok, for example. Everyone's there. But it's hard to dismiss the importance that TikTok really played this last year, like as an education vehicle, as an entertainment vehicle, as a way to connect with others and to feel like a human being. And that, you know, even like mental health, it's like TikTok did so many things for so many people. So it's hard to just dismiss it as like, it's just another social platform. And there's something there, right? That's going to be lasting. So like, that's making real impact in people's lives. By the way, that's true for Gen Z, but it's also like true for like TikTok moms, right? There's like so many categories of people that can use this and not feel like they're, you know, jumping on top of each other's social network. So there's that. Mm. I guess another one that just came to mind was Depop, just bought by Etsy, but their focus on the curation of goods and the storytelling behind the creators at a time when people were looking for great stories and looking to support people, like they just, is the right brand at the right time, sort of reaching a peak moment. And of course, that's why Etsy was all over it. There's something there that was just very positive, that had an impact in people's lives. And then I'm trying to think of like another one it's maybe a little bit off the radar yet, but for some. There's a game, Genshin Impact. I don't know if you know it, but it's from China, but it's got like really rich storytelling. You know how like a lot of mobile games are always thought of like second class gaming.
Yeah.
Because it's on your mobile device, the graphics can't be as good. The storytelling's a lot shorter because people's attention spans are shorter. But this is a game that actually like goes beyond that. And it feels like a really immersive, rich game. And by the way, it's free. You do have to, there are things that you can pay to sort of up level throughout it, but it's not required. But it's got such rich storytelling. And the graphics and the experience is unlike anything on a mobile device right now. And that's had such an impact in people, as obviously gaming has exploded. This particular game is coming at the right time when people have the time.
And Clint, obviously, you know, speaking at YMS Online this July, your session, the great rebundling of Gen Z. What else are you looking forward to about YMS Online this coming July?
Well, it's always great to have, you know, you see all the people who attend and you just know it's a moment because so many smart people in the audience and so many smart people presenting. It's just like a really great time to talk about this stuff. And, you know, every year we've been doing this for a number of years. It's like this year could matter more than any other, like just because of the moment that we're in and understanding how we come out of this, how we, you know, how Gen Z is rebundling their lives and how brands can be a part of that. Like there is a little bit of a feeling of like, are we going to be part of this next chapter of culture? Are we not? Are consumers going to bring us with them? What do we need to do to ensure we're there? There is kind of this feeling of like, now is a pretty important time that we got to get right. So I do look forward to that because it's just fun to be in the moment with that. The second thing I'm looking forward to is we're going to do a deep dive into sort of like field marketing, human powered marketing. Last year, I think we gave like a 101 level on it. This year, we're going to go a lot deeper and really talk about how human powered marketing can affect business impact, like literal results. And this is our whole philosophy of like building it from the bottom up. There's a lot of top down advertising messaging that happens. We want to build it from the bottom up. We think that's a lot better way to connect with Gen Z. So we're going to do a deep dive session of that we're prepping for right now. It's coming together. The content's going to be great. So I hope people will join us for that as well.
Absolutely. And Clint, you know, one key takeaway to give our listeners for them to action, you know, when they get to their home office or their, you know, real office, what should they do when they get to their desk this morning?
Get in the game.
Get in the game.
Yeah. And like, don't be like, I'm speaking as someone who just came off of a family vacation, which is, we can be stressed out and like have tons of anxiety about it. And there are reasons for all that. That is real stuff. But the longer we stay out of the game and keep our heads out of it, keep our heads stuck in the sand, maybe we're scared, maybe we're worried and stressed. And those things could be perfectly legitimate. But the sooner we can pull ourselves out of that and get in the game, I will tell you, Gen Z is in it. They are moving forward with or without us. So let's get it. Let's do it. And I think that's good advice for brands. It's good advice for us as marketers as well.
Great. Clint, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing you in July for YMS Online.
Same. It's going to be great. Thanks for having me.
A big thank you to Clint for joining us today. And you can hear more from Clint and 40 more speakers on July the 14th at YMS Online USA. Click in the link in our bio to secure your ticket today to what's going to be a great few days in the youth marketing calendar. Have a great day, and we look forward to welcoming you back here next week for some more youth trends from Voxbone.